Hiya, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up later, we'll be interviewing Dan Hagen about the triumphant arrival of another Holstein to Adventures in Odyssey.
And we'll be hearing a preview of this month's club adventure.
But first, here's the latest news.
Camp On It, a new Adventures in Odyssey compilation album, is now available on CD and download.
With 14 Odyssey stories about the fundamentals of Christianity, this album is designed to start a lifelong journey of faith.
And each of those 14 episodes features a devotional to help you apply what you've just heard to your life. Camp On It is available now on our website.
That's an album you don't want to miss. But now it's time to talk to Dan Hagen. You probably know him as the voice of Jacques Henri, Penny's boss at the art gallery.
But he's also one of the stars of this month's club adventure, a fractured fairy tale based on one of the Grimm brothers' most famous stories.
Let's talk to Dan.
Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Guten Tag.
All right.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. Well, listen, we've interviewed you before, so we won't ask you to repeat those breaking into the business stories. Of course, if our listeners want to hear about how you got started in acting or started on Odyssey, we'll have links to that podcast on our website.
Oh, yeah, and that's a great listen.
Oh, it sure is. But instead, let's jump right into your latest episode, Rumpelstiltskin, A Wee Little Tale.
You know, in this episode, Dan, you play the brother of Friedrich Holstein, the beloved owner of Holstein Books, who was played by the beloved actor Kenneth Mars. Kenny passed away in 2011, but Dave Arnold wanted to bring back a similar character for the show. So how did you wind up in the role?
Well, I play another character on the show, and I was talking in the break room with Will Ryan.
Yep.
He said to Dave, hey, he reminds me of Kenneth Mars, who played Frederick Holstein. So when I found out that I was going to try and sound like him, I was intimidated, but also thrilled because he was always one of my favorite character actors.
Well, our go-to website to see what actors have been up to, the Internet Movie Database, shows that you and Kenneth Mars both appeared on an episode of a TV show in the 1990s, but it doesn't show any other shared credits. Did you work on anything else together? Did you know each other personally?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that either. I looked him up on IMDb, and we had done three of the same shows, but never the same episodes.
Oh.
So he'd either done it before I did or after I did. One I remember in particular was Diagnosis Murder with Dick Van Dyke,
mm-hmm.
who's from the Dick Van Dyke Show and Mary Poppins. I got to work with Dick and his brother Jerry Van Dyke. And it was Dick Van Dyke's birthday, and so they gave him a cake, and he did a dance, and it was just wonderful to be with him, but never got to work with Kenneth Mars, I'm sad to say.
Wow. That's still
I would have loved to.
Yeah, that's a really, really cool memory. And I know that to prepare for this Odyssey recording that we sent you some episodes that featured Friedrich Holstein so you could prepare to play his brother Wilhelm. So tell us how you studied the voice and got a feel for the character. Would you just listen to the audio or do an impression? What was your process?
I would listen to it, and I said, let me try and see if I can sound like him a little bit like that, and then I would listen again. I just did watch everything I could that featured him and tried to get the best. It was a little different. His character, Friedrich Holstein, was more jolly and happy, but still was speaking with a German accent. So I tried to get that happy and jolliness, but tried to pick up his German accent that he did in other characters.
You did such a great job with the audition for this character. In fact, I think we have that audition here. Let's hear a snippet.
I'll be behind your counter. Just say, Fritz Holstein, we need your help. And I will, what you said, yeah. Zipper like a mid dish right over.
You know, Dave Arnold said in hindsight that we probably didn't even need to make your character a relative. Your voice was so close to what Kenny did that basically you could have been the new Friedrich and nobody would have known the difference.
Well, I think I would have been. It was, I think in the audition that I sent Dave, I just sort of improvised and said that I was the brother because Kenny did such a, he's I think, irreplaceable, and no one can really do exactly what he did. So if I'm even in the same family as that, I'm happy. So I think it was a good choice to make me his brother. I think I said something like, well, we all miss Friedrich. He's gone back to Germany, though. So I got to be the narrator, or Wilhelm got to be the narrator. Yeah.
A big part of the Holstein character is improvisation. Our voice editor said your lines were the hardest to edit because there were so many hilarious ad-libs. We couldn't keep them all. My personal favorite, I think, was the sound of your ears being peeled. So how do you decide how much ad-libbing is the right amount?
Well, as much as the director lets you get away with it, because you can just go off the script and then go, well, guys, you know, we do have to tell this story. But I've done, like, cartoons and other voiceover things, and I would try to ad-lib, and they would say, absolutely no ad-lib. So it really depends on how much playing your director or writer want to have and how much they want to stick to exactly what's written. And Dave wrote such a funny script that there really wasn't a lot of need to improvise because what was there was already so well written and so funny. But actors like to play. So if I felt like someone I could, like Jay, I was playing with Jay, there was a lot of give and take between us too. So whatever the traffic allows, I think is the right answer.
You know, and when you're having fun as actors in the studio, I think the listeners have fun hearing it too. And, you know, some of the funniest ad-libs in the studio happen when you stayed in character between the lines and even between scenes. And some people might call that method acting. For our listeners who don't know what that term means, can you define what method acting is? And do you consider yourself a method actor?
It really depends on the project. Method acting is a way of training and rehearsing for a role developed by this Russian guy, Stanislavski, a long time ago. Well, maybe not that long, but it's more instead of representing a role, you want to live and become the role. So like Kenneth Mars, I guess you could say he was sort of method when he didn't take a shower for a week because he figured his character wouldn't.
Right.
So, and the people who act with you, you can see it on their face that they're, you know, smelling old clothes on you, and they're going to get a different performance out of that. And they would say, that's more method. That's more real. But for our show on Odyssey, I think I it was less method other than I talked to my son's roommate who had his mother is from Germany, and he spoke fluent German. So some of the harder German phrases I would take to him and say, just how would you say this in Germany? And he would tell me, and I would get it wrong, and he would tell me again. So I kept practicing, and he would say, yeah, I think you got it. Drei Kase.
Well, I had the privilege of being in the control room for this recording session, and even though it was a lot of fun to record, it was a lot of hard work, too. What was something about this recording or the performance that was a challenge for you?
Not laughing at the other performers, because sometimes they were just, some of the, like Jess would say or do something that would want to make me laugh. Oh, there's my dog barking. Anyway, Jess or Jay or Greg Jabbar, who I had worked with before, he would do something that would crack me up, and you just try to stay in character. And then it was difficult to try, and you would try and top what they were doing to see if you could get them to laugh. But difficult, maybe, but it was a lot of fun, whatever we were doing.
Right. Well, hearing the dog bark in the background makes me think that it's time for this episode's TRQ.
TRQ!
Totally random question. And this episode comes from Lemon, who asks, what's your favorite cat or dog breed? And didn't you play a dog in a play, maybe Where You Met Your Wife?
Actually, you got that correct. My first play I did with my wife, was I played her dog, and I had to lick her face. And I remember saying, don't wear too much makeup. And I just did another play recently where I was cast again as a dog. And this time I was a great Bernard. I've gained some weight since my border collie days. So my favorite breed would be, I guess since I have a poodle, it would be a poodle. But not with those icky haircuts. You know, just a nice, natural puppy poodle cut.
Very good.
Not that I judge people by their haircut, but maybe a dog I do.
I love it. Well, after this episode was completed, we sent it to you so you could hear it. And what was your initial reaction to hearing the final cut?
Oh, I loved it. I said, oh, this is great. And I sent it to my son so he could listen, and he played it for his roommate whose mother's from Germany, and they both loved it. And if I ever get grandkids, then I know I have a Rumpelstiltskin episode that I can play them.
That's right.
Maybe I'll play it for my poodle. I haven't played it for him yet.
Oh, it really is a delight. Well, Dan, you now have two recurring characters on Adventures in Odyssey, Jacques-Henri and Wilhelm.
Oui, monsieur, Jacques-Henri.
So Wilhelm Holstein and Jacques-Henri together.
Yeah, we'll get the whole NATO together and we'll have a little confab.
Okay, so put on your writer's hat for a minute. If the two of them were to be stuck together somewhere for an episode, they wouldn't have to be in an elevator.
Sorry, I'm looking for my writer's hat. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Yes? If they were together,
if they were together somewhere for an episode, where would that be and what would happen?
Oh, wow. I guess I could see Jacques-Henri going to Wilhelm Holstein's bookstore looking for a book, perhaps, for art to give to Penny, and said, I will try to find a book so that he will learn something, and maybe Jacques-Henri could redecorate the Holstein bookstore because it's just so scattered and needs more artwork on the wall. Oui, monsieur, you need some art on your wall. It is so dirty. It also could use a cleaning. So I don't know. Maybe they could hang out together.
That'd be great.
That's really fun. And this whole podcast has been fun. So Dan, thank you so much for your time and bringing your creativity and just all your talent that you bring to the Odyssey family.
Oh, wait, I have to take my writer's hat off. Okay, now I'll put my actor's hat back on. You're welcome, you guys. I've enjoyed listening to your show and your podcast and all the adventures in Odyssey and can't wait for the next episode.
Dan is so much fun to listen to and to talk to.
He sure is. But of course, he's not the only one in this month's club adventure. Let's hear a preview.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, it's a new spin on a familiar story. Pun intended.
This story is known as Rumpelstiltskin.
My daughter can spin straw into gold.
Be posterious.
Mr. Narrator.
Not yet, elf.
I'm not an elf. I'm condensed. Rumpelstiltskin's the name. I can weave straw into gold for reals.
Don't miss this wee little tale this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
I think I heard several familiar voices in there.
Well, part of the fun of this kids' radio adventure is hearing our familiar Odyssey characters in unfamiliar places. Be sure to check it out.
Now, we still haven't talked about The Long End, the three-part finale to Album 66 that recently aired on the radio and online, and this is a biggie.
We've been holding off because we like to make sure that everyone gets a chance to hear these shows before we start discussing them on the podcast.
But on our next edition, we'll throw caution to the wind. We'll talk about these shows in spoilerific detail. You know, everything from the big surprises that shocked us to the twists that everyone saw coming.
So, if thou haven't heard Album 66 yet, get thee to thine website and listen today.
There's a Shakespearean twist I didn't see coming, Bob.
It's on the Adventures in Odyssey Club now at aioclub.org.
Or get a copy on CD or as a download at witsend.org.
Now, for those of you who've already heard Album 66, Trial by Fire, and you have questions for the Odyssey crew, well, we're opening up our toll-free line for questions. Just call 1-855-784-WIT to leave your question for the Odyssey team. Oh, and always make sure that you have your parents' permission before you call.
We'll have a Q&A session soon to give as many A's to your Q's as we can. But for now, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our website again is witsend.org/podcast.
And you can join the club at aioclub.org. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.